It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Can I convince hundreds of real customers that my fake five-star ramen restaurant is legit?
Be next to the chef?
Well, this is going to be even harder than you think, because I only have 7 days to do it, and all we're going to be serving them is instant ramen. But why? I once worked in a restaurant that marketed all their food as fresh. Turns out everything they actually served had been made the week before. So I'm gonna set up an entire restaurant and see if I can trick people into believing that my instant ramen is gourmet.
And he 100% was successful. Got all these people to wait in line outside this basically fake restaurant for hours before it opened. Got all these influencers to come and post about it on social media, encouraging others to try it. When all he is serving is the instant ramen that you can go buy at the grocery store for like, what, 99 cents or less? He got these little plastic bowls to try to make it look fancier. And he was he had staff. They would walk around and they'd say, you know, we don't have a menu, but the way that we determine which type of ramen that we're going to serve you is based on your aura.
Oh my gosh.
And they were making up all kinds of nonsense to explain why they picked it. And it was the same thing.
All of them were the same.
They were all the same.
And people
ate it up, pun intended.
What city was this in?
This is in Sydney. So this is YouTuber Stanley Chen who had this idea. Like he said, he used to work at a restaurant and they would, you know, say, oh, it was this fresh food. And he realized that wasn't the case at all, that it was frozen food that had been frozen, I guess, the prior week. And they were still marketing it as if it were fresh. So yeah. What's interesting to me is the guy chose, and I'm going to totally butcher this name, but he's Japanese, I guess, and he named his restaurant, the fake restaurant, like Nisei or something, which is N-I-S-E, however you pronounce that. And it literally means fake in Japanese.
Well, since it's Chipotle, that might be Nisei.
Don't get me started with your Chipotle. Chipotle. You would probably fall for this, Mark.
I might, but I like ramen noodles. I love ramen. But I wouldn't go to some restaurant and stand in line to get ramen noodles. Come on.
But there are really popular ramen restaurants, even in the St. Louis area, with the really good egg.
It's the number two restaurant on Yelp. It's Hampton and just north of Chippewa.
No, there's multiple. There's one in the
It's the number two restaurant in the country.
Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. There's a line outside it every single day.
So what if we found out they're doing the same thing?
The cup o' noodle thing that you go and microwave in the break room during lunch?
How complicated could it be?
No, it's not. But don't you wonder how many restaurants are selling you instant ramen, but how many restaurants are claiming that it's fresh and really what they're doing is thawing it in the microwave really fast?
Can you really tell the difference?
Well, that's the question. Can you really tell the difference? Because there's some cooking shows where they're supposed to take leftovers, like all the kind of hodgepodge of stuff you might find in your refrigerator or pantry, and make a gourmet meal out of it. You can make some pretty great stuff.
Good job, chef.
So,
thank you, chef.
I would love to do these experiments.
Because I got tired of everybody being referred to as chef.
That was the reason?
Really?
That's why.
It got old. No, honestly, it just got boring to me.
I stopped watching it. I think I got like 2 episodes in.
I might have watched 3 or 4, but it was basically the same plot every show. So anyway,
I would love to do an experiment like that here and just see if people could actually differentiate, because you have people who, for example, will sit there and say, like, you know, oh, I know good coffee. When I taste it, I know it. And if you did a blind taste test with like Folgers coffee or what people might deem like a super fancy cup of coffee at like a ritzy coffee shop, I obviously some people would know there is a difference. Even I can taste a difference. But I bet you a lot of people who claim to be like a connoisseur of something actually have no clue.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with that. I don't consider myself a connoisseur of coffee.
I know what you consider yourself a connoisseur of.
So, but I am also one of those people that, you know, I generally speaking, I could tell the difference between really bad bourbon and really good bourbon. But there may be some in between that you wouldn't be able to tell.
In fact, and I've mentioned this before, but my brother-in-law did that on the YouTube channel I mentioned that he has.
Taste test.
The Suburban Dad. Yeah, yeah. And he was tasting, because you have some bottles of bourbon that are, what, well over $100. And then you have
well over $100.
I know Weller 12. Isn't that one of them? Well, is that right?
Yes.
Weller 12.
Well done.
Thank you.
They're not supposed to be, but they are.
Not supposed to be what?
They're not supposed to be $100. They're supposed
to be. Well, probably a lot of food that you get served is not supposed to be what it is actually priced at. But they can do that because you're at a fancy restaurant and they can get away with it. And we're all going to go pay the price for it. And then they expect like a 50% tip on top of that.
And then you take the blind taste test, Carl, and it ends up being Kirkland or something that you buy at Costco.
Don't hate on Kirkland brand, Mark.
I'm not. It's not bad, but it won a taste test we were in one time.
Sue told
Kirkland?
Us the name of the restaurant. It's Menarui on Hampton.
Ah, okay.
And it's on Yelp, it's the number two in the country.
Wouldn't it be fun to go out there with a camera when those people are lined up to get in? And show them that story from Sydney and say, how do you know that's not happening here?
I don't know. Like, okay, Nudo House is the one I was thinking of here in St. Louis. It's really good. But my beef with that is that it doesn't fill me up. I could probably have three bowls of ramen.
Can you get beef ramen?
A lot of salt.
Can you get beef in your ramen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like actual beef. Probably not like what they would call beef when you're going to the grocery store and getting beef ramen.
See, I've never been to a ramen restaurant. Can I just admit that? I know that'll shock you, but I have such a low-brow view of ramen noodles because in college, it's all my roommate ate.
Yeah, but this is...
He existed on ramen noodles for the 3 years we roomed together.
But this is fancy ramen. This is like you can't compare
it. Add a little salt and pepper to it?
No, you cannot. First of all, that's part of the reason why ramen, they say, is so bad for you, is the amount of sodium in it. Like, that's that little packet that's just amazing. I you know how much I would pay right now for a packet of ramen? That sounds so good right now. But yeah, if you didn't even use the packet, it'd probably be far less terrible for you. Just because of how much dang sodium is in that.
Yeah. Sue on Facebook also filled you in. Is that the Sue you were talking about? Oh, I thought you were talking about Sue Thomas.
Well, maybe Sue Thomas likes ramen.
She might have known, too.
Sure, I don't know.
She does.
I would encourage anybody to go open up one of these fake restaurants and see how many people would fall for it. I bet it would surprise a lot of people. It's like the, what am I thinking of? The experiments, you know, where they have the, why am I blanking right now?
Did he make any money on it?
No, I don't think he did.
Wasn't the point?
He offered the influencers food for free because he was saying, hey, you know, just help me promote it. That's enough. So people were, in the video, though, he was trying to claim he was going to give him money, like several thousand dollars. But what I read on the article was that he wasn't charging them. But
I'll be on the lookout the next time I go to a ramen restaurant, for sure.
Even in some of the, because he created like a fake website or whatever to launch it. And the food showed a picture of ramen in a bowl, like really up close. And he actually picked out flowers from his garden and an ice cream cookie and put it in the ramen bowl and took a really close-up shot, and people fell for it. Like, it's an ice cream sandwich and a flower that you found in your yard in a bowl of ramen.
Is he selling this series? Like, is it a series on TV or something?
It's on his YouTube channel.
Probably.
It's pretty funny.
Making dough on it is what he's doing. Hey, did you hear that Nelly got arrested? We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. He got arrested, apparently, in Maryland Heights yesterday. I don't know what he was doing at a concert or something out there. Maybe?
He was at the casino.
Oh, he was at the casino. How about that? We'll talk about all that and the defense his attorney's using in through all of this. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.